Yeah, I'm going to sort of wind up really by rejoicing in a friend. It is a bit odd. I mean, I started this group in Peterborough in 96 or 97. And I didn't manage to get many people to sort of say they were going to come to the classes. But anyway, one woman phoned up and said, I want to come, but can I bring my baby? I said, oh, yeah, no problem. Mostly because there was hardly anybody coming. So anyway, so this young woman turned up with a little baby. And she had to excuse herself part way through the class because she had to go and feed the baby. Anyway, the baby is now like up here doing A-levels, and it's Sarah and her daughter Molly. And yeah, I'm so glad I said yes, I'm so glad I did. And we've got a really good friendship. I remember thinking at the time when I was doing these classes in Peterborough, got to focus on the men. Yeah, that's what I've got to do, got to focus on the men. But the men were hopeless. And I say, you fancy going? No. But Sarah and Vera Jilty, as she is now, they were dating. Oh, yeah, right. And then the next thing I found, you know, I thought I was just going across one night a week to do a class. Could we have a study group, sang Katie? I expect so, you know. And before I knew it, we were doing weekends, day retreats, and meeting up with them as well. And they're the two, really, who've kind of come through over that period of years, you know, that Vera Jilty got ordained, I don't know.
2009.
Of course it was. Of course. That we And Sarah's due to get ordained this year. But I really, really appreciate their qualities, and she's been so good to me. For example, relationship of mine ended. Very painful. And I remember, like, my men friends, they were saying things like, oh, you'd be all right. And my son, he sent me a text. He said, well, you've always got Man United, haven't you? Well, yeah, that's true. But Sarah, she was fantastic. She said, come and stay with me for a few weeks. She said, where are you? I said, I'm on retreat in North Wales. She said, well, I'll come and get you. So I did stay with her for a week or so, until Molly and Hannah got fed up with me. And I can't describe, you know, Sarah and do her justice. I mean, she's a whirlwind of positivity and helpfulness, and I think she's a really good friend. But another example is she's tuned in somehow. She has the knack of getting in touch with me when I really need. So there was one time I got into a bit of a financial... Oh, I wasn't going to tell you that bit. And she phoned up, she said, how are you? I said, I've just opened my credit card statement. Oh, dear. Anyway, I wasn't going to tell you that one. Yeah, she has a knack of phoning. There was a particular time I'd been really depressed. I'd been seeing a therapist. I'm not telling you too much. Really down. It was awful. Everything was grey and awful, you know. And I used to go doing classes in Leicester. So I don't know if you know Leicester, but anyway, I used to go and do classes in Leicester. And I was sat outside the Friends meeting house in the gardens at the back. You know, just as down as you can get, you know. And I just thought, oh, who can I talk to? Who can I? I just needed to talk to somebody. I thought, oh, I can't turn to a woman friend, it's just not on there. And then the phone went, hello. Oh, thank God. She said, how are you? I said, what are you doing? Anyway, things have improved since then. So I think, you know, when you have that kind of experience with someone, yeah, I mean, meeting up and having coffee and cake, I love it. You know, I think it's great. This movement has been built on largely. So I'm all for that. But it's that kind of, you know, when you're in trouble, when, you know, you need a friend, that's when it really counts. And I feel really blessed with friends. I've got a friend, I used to live with Martha Sucker. And, I mean, we don't chit-chat on the phone all the time, but every now and again you get, how are you? Yeah, our kid. And he really wants to know as well. I've been so blessed in people who actually step out of their own concerns and really reach out to me. I feel very fortunate in that. So hopefully there's a bit of a flavour of Moody Tie there.